Thy strong word, we praise you and acknowledge you up through endless ranks of angels. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton, inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Singing the Ancient Faith in Our Own Days. Making the Case is Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in his mercy to be gracious unto us. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
In the name of heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you.
God, merciful Father.
I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, which I have ever offended you, and thus you deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your promise of mercy, and have the sake of the holy innocent of their sufferings and death, of your
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
pray. O Lord, as we have known in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of the angel to the Virgin Mary, so by the message of his cross and passion, bring us to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle for the Annunciation of our Lord is from Hebrews chapter 10. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he had said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. He came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We invoke Gabriel's announcement to Mary every time that we hear and respond to the salutation. This is actually one of two misnamed pieces of the liturgy. For the liturgy normally takes its names from the Latin words that were actually spoken, so the Gloria, etc. Only this and the invocation are misnamed, given a description or an interpretation instead of the actual words. And nomenclature matters, and in regards to these two, probably more than you may have considered. So consider the salutation. The word salutation comes from the Latin for greeting or to salute. But the word of the angel is Kyrie, or in Latin, Dominus. It does not mean greeting or hello. What Gabriel says is, Ha Kyrios metesu, the Lord be with you. The liturgical name technically should be the Dominus Vobiscum. This misnaming of these angelic words actually waters down this part of the liturgy to be simply a greeting. And it becomes nearly in that way as meaningless as saying, have a nice day, or how are you, or good morning. Now, I don't mean that those things are insincere or we shouldn't engage in them, but we should recognize that when we say goodbye, we are not really saying God be with you. And when we ask how are you, we're not really asking. These are simply necessary social constructs for the sake of politeness and kind of social grace and formality. But the angel Gabriel is not polite, and he does not need any grace. What we call the salutation must be more than this, and it should in fact be that every single time we hear the pastor say to us, the Lord be with you, that we should hear him saying, remember that time that the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary and through her ear placed the second person of the Holy into her as her own flesh and blood, Son, Savior of the world. Well, that is what's happening to you in this liturgy. And of course, that's not happening only in the liturgy. This is what happens to us every time we hear the word of God and believe it. This is what happens. The Holy Spirit overshadows us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He enters into us by way of the ear, and he bestows more than simply his favor upon us. He is gracious unto us. He has become a man for our salvation. He forgives us. He cleanses us. He causes us to be his Father's house, his temple. We do not interrupt the worship of the Lord to simply say good morning to one another. Nor are we saying, well, we are here today to hear God's words and to receive his sacrament, and we certainly hope that he himself will show up and be with us. This is not some sort of ambiguous sentiment or wish, but we are saying what the angel himself said, the angel sent by God, the Lord be with you. It is a present tense reality with a period at the end. It is a bold command made by faith that God would be who he says he is and do what he says he will do. And so he is, and so he does. The Holy Spirit comes upon us. He overshadows us. He changes us. And so also then, the Lord will be with his minister, who in these key moments in the liturgy is about to do things that no mere man should do, at least certainly no mere man on the basis of his own authority or wisdom. He's about to speak in God's stead. He's about to interpret and apply his word to consecrate bread and wine as the body and blood of Jesus himself. So he needs the Lord with him. And so also, of course, even as the Lord is with us, will we all be with the Lord. So it's not just a greeting. Better than calling it a salutation would be to call it a benediction or an absolution, perhaps even a proclamation, an annunciation, or even a miracle. An actual gracious word that does what it says. And to that end, there are four key places in the divine service where this takes place according to tradition. Among us, though, mostly only three places. In the first place, it comes before the collect of the day, because there the prayers of the faithful are gathered together under the theme of the day for all of the people and prayed in one voice by the pastor for them. It's bad enough that a man would seek to speak for God. It's equally bad, or nearly so, that he would speak on behalf of the people. So he needs a blessing to do it. And so also at this point in the liturgy, the next thing is the reading of the Old Testament and the epistle. We need some cleansing and preparation, some ordering of our hearts and minds by prayer to hear God's word reverently, focused upon it. The next place, which has fallen out of favor among us mostly, is before the gospel. The reading of the Holy Gospel in ancient times received more emphasis and prominence than it does among us. There was this kind of reverence that we still see in standing for the gospel and also in the sort of resurgence of gospel processions that made a big deal of the fact that these are the very words and actions of the incarnate Lord and therefore deserve some special honor. So the salutation there was meant not only to cleanse us to hear the gospel, but also to signal that something significant and special was happening. The very next place is before the consecration. Liturgically, the reading of the gospel and the verba stand parallel as the objective high points, the very words of Christ that change the world, that create faith, that save us. And, of course, then they are both applied and bestowed in the sermon and then in the distribution. There is some preparation before we enter into that holy of holies of the risen body and blood of Jesus. And the final place is just before the benediction. This is a bit of a Lutheran innovation to throw on Numbers 6, that particular Levitical blessing with a promise where God's name is actually placed upon human beings and explicitly upon Israelites. So if we're going to have that, we need the Lord who took up the flesh of Mary to be with us and to be for us. And of course, he is. So do not let the salutation simply wash over you as a meaningless tradition or sentimentality, but take your cue from Mary herself and say in your heart, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. It is because of his incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection that in fact you can pray, you can hear the gospel, you can receive the sacrament, and you can go forth into the world as Christ's own ambassador with his name upon you and not be conformed to the world. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let us come before the Lord, humbly imploring him to look in mercy on us, the whole church, and the world. That the church would rejoice in her freedom from the condemnation of the law and take delight in the redemption of Christ, proclaiming to all the world a crucified and risen Savior, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
That the leaders of the nations would make decisions that reflect God's care for the whole human family, guiding and protecting their citizens and working for the well-being of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would look with favor upon all who suffer from political unrest and strife, and that he would bring relief in due time, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That in our life together here at this seminary, we may walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, showing generosity of spirit to one another, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That those plagued by doubt and despair would be strengthened and sustained according to the Lord's good and gracious will, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the hospitalized, the sick, the homebound, and the dying would be sustained in the promises of Christ, the great physician of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we would ever give thanks to God for the saints who have gone before us, especially the Blessed Virgin Mary, of whom was born the Christ, the Savior of the world, whose return we await with hopeful expectation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give thanks unto you,
Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for by the Holy Spirit, your only begotten Son was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and brought forth in the substance of our human flesh, that we might partake of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
body and the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.